another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com.
It's time to cool it out, baby.
Quit City's Tank. I'm Pete. In front of me is Brent.
I'm hilarious today.
How you doing, Brent?
I'm hilarious.
Oh, good.
I'm going to be hilarious.
Okay.
You have no idea what
can you ride the ship for both of us then? Because I feel very unhilarious today.
You look like shit.
I feel like shit.
You look like a fucking sack of shit.
I feel like garbage.
Well, you mentioned that you were really tired.
Uh-huh.
It seems like you've been really tired lately.
Yeah.
So, are you not sleeping well, or what's going on?
No, I'm sleeping great. I slept like at least 12 hours last night.
So why maybe are you so fucking tired?
I don't know.
What's going on with you? Are you doing drugs?
I wish I was. I was completely sober last night.
What?
And, I slept, I think, 13 hours.
Do you know that the only time that I'm sober is when my fucking gout acts up? Is that the weirdest thing I've ever said to you?
No.
Okay, so you're sober and you sleep a lot. I'm sober, I don't sleep at all. What the
fuck? I think when it gets dark, I just sleep a lot.
But why are you so fucking tired?
I'm always tired, man. I got no energy.
I don't know why I came out as a whisper.
I got no energy.
I didn't want your fans to know that you were tired. Pete has fans. I didn't want them to know that he was tired.
I want to start off with something that we haven't really been pushing yet, but now we have Twin Cities Tank t-shirts.
Oh, that's right.
Available on twincitiestank.com. But I mean, you should pay for them, but we're also we're holding a contest until December 30th, 2010. Just send us an email, twincitiestank@gmail.com.
Say, I want a shirt.
If you can offer some constructive feedback, I'll put you in there twice. How about that?
Sure.
Don't just say, like, I like the show. Be like, I like this particular thing
like,
about
guys,
the show.
You guys should kiss more on the show.
Or I don't like when you kiss all the time on the show.
Right.
You know, which we can take negative feedback.
We could take that.
Yeah.
That might break my heart, but I could take it.
No, it wouldn't break my heart. It would only make me stronger and more full of pee.
Probably make me want to kiss more. You should get the shirts, though. You can see the design on the website. They're funny. It's awesome. Brian Schlue designed them.
That's true. We owe him a shirt, by the way.
I'm not talking to that guy anymore.
Yeah. It's the giraffe logo, if you've ever been to our website. It's a giraffe with a star.
It's good. It's a good conversation. It's a good conversation starter. I've worn it in public a few times, and it really starts a, what the fuck is that on your shirt? It's a good conversation.
It's a giraffe in a tank smoking a cigarette saying, it's time to cool it out, baby.
He's wearing a helmet. This could all be yours if you just send a fucking email.
Yeah.
This could
or
all
just,
be yours.
Just send us an email and buy a shirt. $15, including shipping.
We should probably mention that we do this for free for you fucking assholes.
Yeah, that's the other thing. That's a good point. We don't really ask for anything, but if you want to support the show, we aren't asking for donations or anything. Just buy a fucking shirt. Huh?
Yeah, you get something out of it.
Yeah.
We get something out of it.
We bust our ass every week to do this shit.
It's almost a year of this fucking show.
Yeah.
And we've lost a lot of money on this piece of shit. So
that's true.
Let's crank up the support, you fucking cocks.
Yeah.
I feel like that kind of endorsement is really going to see what I'm saying?
Well,
I can't
they at
talk.
Least get a shirt out of the deal.
They get a shirt. I get to call them fucking assholes. Everyone wins.
Right, yeah.
It's a good show. But
and they're comfortable shirts,
they
too,
are
I will
comfortable.
Say.
You know what?
Sometimes we get band shirts. You know, we're in bands and we order shirts from different people. And you put them on, and you're like, wow, it looks cool, but Jesus Christ, my fucking stomach itches.
Yeah, it feels like an itchy fucking car wash rag on my body.
Yeah, these 100% all comfortable.
American cotton.
American comfortable.
Picked by American black people.
So we're going to do something.
Why did that have to happen?
A little bit different today. We're going to do rapid fire segments.
Well, I think it's important that people, you know, Letterman's got the top 10. Leno has headlines. Conan's got, you know, masturbating bears. Stuff that you can latch on to, you know, even like podcast-wise. Fitzsimmons has the overheards, all that shit. You know, we need something that people can really jump into. So we haven't, I don't know if we found that niche yet. I don't know if we found our thing that people tune in specifically for. So what we're going to do is we came up with some new segments. New year, new segments. We're going to bang them out. We're going to try them. I'm going to run through about 15 of them tonight, and we're going to see if any of this shit sticks. We're going to throw a bunch of shit against the wall and see if any of it sticks to it. So maybe we start one now.
When My Parents Die. What is this one?
This is a segment where you and I discuss when our parents go, which could be any minute now. When our parents die, we discuss what we want them to leave us in their will. Like, what items of our parents do we want when they die? I'll go first. My car is on the fritz. My parents have a couple of serviceable cars. I don't think I'd mind having their Saab if they fucking died. They also have a nice TV that I can probably get away with using.
Have a nice TV also.
Right. And you know, let's say my parents go on a whitewater rafting trip, get eaten by a wolf. They're gone. I'm going to be sad, but I'm going to hope that they had the foresight to leave me the TV and the Saab.
Right.
What about you?
I would want the blind dog Chubbs.
Sure. What's the shelf life on Chubbs? I mean, Chubbs could be
at least 3 years.
Really? Has that been forecasted by a professional?
Yes, me.
Oh, okay. But you're not. You're going to get the dog no matter what.
Maybe.
Have you had your eye on anything?
Look, I have three brothers and three sisters.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to be fucking.
You're going to be clawing at it.
Yeah, we're going to be like fucking wrestling and having a royal rumble over all this shit that my parents have.
Well, let me ask you this. What don't you want your brothers to have? Not stuff.
What don't I want my brothers to have?
Right. Is there things that you don't want yourself, but you don't want them to get a hold of?
The house.
Okay, so you could maybe, I don't know how to bar them from, I don't know how the legal system works.
I think we split the house up into 7 equal segments, and we all get a corner.
Perfect.
No, but actually, this is very boring, but my dad also owns some real estate. He just owns a little strip mall. He doesn't have to do any maintenance on it or anything. Cool. He just rents it out. I would like that.
Could take that.
Good.
Perfect.
Good investment.
Your dad,
just a money maker.
Your dad gets fucking elbow cancer, bites the bullet. Your mom can't take it. She goes to have a broken heart.
Right.
Hopefully they had the instinct to leave the strip mall and the TV and 1/7 of the house to you.
And the dog.
And
that
the dog.
Can't see.
I also want some of my mom.
Dog is blind.
I want my parents' pots and pans, too.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of that.
That's a good segment, right?
Yes.
You get to fantasize about your parents' death, which we all do, and then you get to kind of think about new things that you could have. Do you feel like every single one of, like, every person you know is worse off than their parents? Like, do you feel like, you know, everyone feels like you're supposed to, like, your generation's supposed to be, like, you know, 1.5 times as good as the one before it?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like every person I know has been a failure in the eyes of their parents.
Yeah.
Like, some people, like, are successful.
For the most part.
Like, my brother could feasibly buy my parents stuff that they couldn't buy themselves. And I'm just sitting here waiting for my parents to die so I can have some of their shit that they don't
so,
want
once
anymore.
Once they die, you'll be all right with
once,
your life.
Dude, once my grandparents and my parents go, I'm going to be sitting pretty.
You'll be
not
set.
If they hear this. I might not make the world if they hear this.
And then you can pass that on to your dead kids or whatever
right.
it is.
I'll give my cat a fucking car when I go.
All right. What drugs would I have to be on? Segment 2.
This is a segment where we give each other hypothetical, uncomfortable scenarios, and you tell me. I'll go first.
Okay.
You tell me how much of what drugs it would take for you to get through this.
Okay.
Okay. You're in your bedroom at
mm-hmm.
home.
Mm-hmm.
You're going down on your girlfriend. A girl. Doesn't even have to be your girlfriend. Let's just say it's... No. Hold on. Go back. It's your wife.
All right.
You're married in this scenario. You're going down on your wife, so it's already disgusting. So you're
is this pre or post coitus?
Post.
Is there jizz in it?
There's
okay.
Almost like too much jizz. Like
okay.
You almost can't get your mouth in it because there's so much jizz.
All right.
You're eating out your jizz-filled wife's vagina. Your dad doesn't even knock on the door. He just comes in.
Uh-huh.
And he says... And he says he has some opening line like, hey, what's up, guys? Like, he just doesn't even, you know, then you go, hey. Like, you're like, Dad, whoa, a little busy here. And he's like, oh, can I try it? Right? And your girlfriend or your wife wants to let him try it.
Mm-hmm.
And so in order to make her happy, you have to let your dad eat out your jizz from her vagina. What drugs do you have to be on to make this happen for you?
Well, to make it actually happen. I can't.
To make it so you... I mean, okay, it's going to happen no matter what.
Sure.
It's going
to
happen.
What, just for me to
nature
handle
is taking,
it?
For you to get through it, what drugs are you going to be on?
Well, I would say maybe mushrooms, because those always make me feel good.
Sure. Might like
your
dad
you
might
probably want something that'll bring you up
like
rather than down.
Is a rhino eating lava out of a fucking
right, yeah. I mean,
the rings of Saturn?
You know, when you're doing mushrooms, you're pretty much cool with whatever is going on. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, okay.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm just going to go stare at the corner for a while, Dad. Go to town.
Yep, eat my
wife.
Give
me a full report when it comes back on what my cum tastes like.
So mushrooms for sure. Any sort of like muscle relaxers or something to make sure that you don't...
You know, I haven't done a lot of muscle relaxers. Okay. I think I did some once and then I just got sick. But...
This is going to make you sick no matter what.
Or, you know, maybe heroin or something that will just make you completely lethargic.
Yeah. I think you were right on the nose on the first one. I think the mushrooms might be the way to go on that one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because you could pass out... But it's going to be in your head no matter what. Mushrooms is going to at least make it be funny.
Well, how attached am I to my wife, first off?
Quite.
Quite. So enough to be jealous of my
Susan
dad.
It's Susan Sarandon.
That doesn't really... I mean, I would say no drugs at that
it's
point.
It's Susan Boyle.
Susan Boyle.
It's Andy Dick.
All right.
No, you love your wife dearly.
Okay, all right.
You love her dearly, and you...
I love her enough to make a shitty life for myself by marrying her.
Correct. And for her. So, it breaks your heart to see anybody eating your wife's pussy.
Sure.
But your dad, that just adds another level to it.
I would think I would be more comfortable with my dad eating out my wife's vagina than, say, a friend or stranger, even.
And also, since he's going to die soon anyway... The memory dies with him.
Right.
Okay, I think mushrooms is a good answer for that.
Okay. All right.
Next segment is...
Wait a minute. Don't I get to ask you one?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. You have to get into the boxing ring with... Name a really good boxer.
Right now?
Yeah.
Or any time?
Sure, any era.
Your favorite. Ken Norton.
Ken Norton.
Sure.
Okay. And only... He doesn't wear boxing gloves, and he's got razor blades for knuckles.
Yep.
Well, what kind of drugs would you be on to have to deal with getting your face punched by razor knuckles?
I guess, I don't know if it's qualified as a recreational drug, but I think like some kind of Thorazine or any sort of numbing agent would be a good place to start.
Sure.
I don't know if like lidocaine might be something that I've never shot into my face before.
Is there anything that would thicken your blood that would keep you from dying?
Well, I think I'd have to get really cold first. Like what I would do, I would slow my heart rate down for sure because that's gonna make the pain not come as quickly. So maybe heroin. And then Thorazine.
Heroin seems to be a good universal dealing with shit.
Right. Dealing with shit and dealing with razor blades to the face by Ken Norton. That's always, those are like two commercial uses for heroin. I think I would
That's
definitely.
Why heroin was invented.
Like, I'm going to get punched a lot, right?
Uh huh.
And it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
So I think, what I'd want to do is slow down my heart and numb up my face. So I'm going to go lidocaine or no. Well, Novocaine might be kind of weird. Because that wears off soon. So let's go lidocaine and heroin.
Okay. Good.
And that was called What Drugs Would You Have to Be On?
All right. Next one. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Things I say differently around black people.
Yep. This is easy.
It's pretty self-explanatory.
Right. My first instinct is, I don't know why, whenever I see a black person... Let me start over. Whenever I'm hanging out with a friend of mine who happens to be black, I always start saying y'all. I don't know why. I don't know what it is about the contraction that fucking just... It'll be like... normally I would just be like, hey, do you guys want to go to Cub Foods? But when I'm... I don't know why I pick Cub Foods and black people. That's a weird correlation to draw. I'll always turn into this guy. He's like, hey... Y'all want to fucking party at Cub Foods or what? Like, I always start saying y'all. That's first one. And then I start saying son a lot, which is fucking annoying. I don't know why. I don't know why I have to talk differently around different people. I don't know why that is.
Well, I think we all do. If you say that you don't, I think you're probably lying.
Or you're racist.
At least to yourself. Or maybe you are racist. Sometimes I feel like when I'm around, say, like black people I don't know, or whatever. Like, I remember specifically I walked into a, I was drunk. I walked into a Euro place once. There was a black guy waiting in the line. I didn't know him or anything. And normally I would avoid talking to anybody anywhere. But for some reason, I just felt like talking to this guy just to assure him that I wasn't racist.
Isn't that the weirdest inclination?
Hey, what's up, man? What's going on? Got some fucking fries? Yeah, I'm drunk too.
So,
I don't go with the whole Ebonics thing, but I just the fact that I would probably be more likely to talk to a black stranger than a white stranger.
Clear. Oh yeah, I think so too. There's nothing that scares a white person more than being dubbed racist. Like,
right.
The only thing that's scarier than that is being, well, not for everyone, but like if being called homophobic is maybe as bad, but
sure.
Nothing scares a white person more than someone being like, "Are you fucking racist, man?" Like, what? No, dog. What? Shit. The other thing is I call everyone man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if I'm like at like a fancy restaurant, oh, thanks, man.
I say man and dude a lot.
Dude, but I also got on the kick a while back of saying brother because I thought it's funny. You know?
Yeah, I do that too.
Don't say that to black people.
No, I never do.
They don't like that. So there was a few times where I was like, oh, thanks, brother. And I was like, yeah, that's really? Okay. So I'm going with brother and y'all, and you're going with
just talking to them.
All right. And that was things I say differently around black people.
Yes.
Blammo.
Okay, next segment. Perfect boy band. Why don't you spearhead this one, because I'm not quite clear on it.
Well, this is where we construct our perfect boy band, but it can only be consisting of members. Fuck. It can only be people that we know. Okay?
That we know personally?
No. Let's say people that that you have talked to before. Okay.
But so, wouldn't people listening not know who any of these people are?
No, of course
are?
Not. That's why this segment probably won't work.
Yeah, this is not going to work.
It's going to be fun, though.
We'll do it anyway.
Right. But this could be as broad as your cousin or your brother, okay? So I'm going to construct my perfect boy band.
All right.
Guess what? You're in it.
Oh, right. Well, okay. People know me.
Right. And this is why you're in it. This is your role. You're the... I'm not saying you're fat, because you're not.
Mm.
You're the Joey Fatone. You're the... elder statesman of the band. You have a nice beard.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You have a nice smile.
I have a beautiful smile.
That's right.
Don't say nice.
Okay, you have a beautiful smile, and it's creeping me out right now.
I'm not smiling.
You're in the band. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Two, the bad boy of the band is Drew Ailes.
Who you've heard on here before.
Who's been on this show. Maybe let's narrow it down to people who have been on this show. This segment is already dying in my arms. I'm cradling this segment right now. Let's move on.
To the next segment?
Yeah.
All right, we'll abandon that one. The Virginity Time Machine.
Yep. This is a segment where Pete and I discuss our first time. And this is not touching boobs or getting a hummer. This is the first time that you've made intercourse, right? It's 2010 right now.
Enter coitus.
Right. It's 2010.
Sorry.
We enter the virginity time machine. We go back to the first time that we made sex, and we discuss things that we would do differently. It's the same scenario with the same person. But you have to discuss.
Oh, it has to be the same person?
It has to be.
Damn it.
Now, yeah, I know, right?
That was going to be my only thing.
No, yeah. See, that's almost too perfect. But I want to figure out what you would do differently the first time that you had sex.
Fart more? I don't know. Hmm. I don't even really remember the first time I had sex.
Okay.
It just didn't last very long.
She didn't?
She exploded.
She couldn't fucking take it, man.
She
I was giving
exploded.
It to
exploded. My dick was so perfect and magical.
Okay. Well, what
stars started.
What year are we
flying
talking here?
Around the... this is... You're going to... Yeah, all right.
Doesn't 90, matter.
99. I was 19.
That doesn't matter. That's 19. Not what I'm. That's not what I'm asking. What? So, what music are you listening to at this point? What music is playing?
Oh, I don't think there was any.
No music. Where were you?
I was in my girlfriend's room.
Okay, girlfriend's room. No music. Maybe that could be something you'd change. Add some music. Spice it up a little bit.
I feel like all roads lead to nowhere on this one.
Was it just?
Would have just been.
Was it just dry, effortless, passionless sex?
Yes.
Okay.
It was dry, passionless, effortless, timeless, ugly.
Did you guys continue having sex after this?
Yeah, we had sex more than once.
Okay. So it didn't ruin it for her?
No, it should have. But
well, did were you using a prophylactic?
Yes.
Okay, maybe you could change that about it.
That, yes. I probably should have changed. Well, oh my God. If I would have got her pregnant and been stuck with her.
Oh my goodness.
No, we'll keep the condom on there too.
Okay.
Here, let's just take out the sex altogether and change it to a blowjob, and that's how I change it.
Perfect. I love it. Next
All right.
segment.
What about you?
You can't
keep just firing them out, not answering the question.
I don't know how much time we got. Okay.
Well,
me,
we're fine.
I would change. Well, first it was outside, so that was I would change that because that kind of ruined a lot of things.
It was outside.
It was outside.
Okay.
So I would.
So you would
bring it indoors.
That to
bring
the
it indoors.
Inside.
Yep. I would bring it indoors for sure. Less bugs. Bugs don't help.
No.
Bugs don't help.
They're terrible. Mosquitoes? Is that what it was?
It was mosquitoes and whatever.
Where were you, camping or something?
No. I was in the town that I grew up in.
You just went to the woods and fucked?
Not really the woods. It's more of a fucking marsh. No,
it's more of a sewer.
It was just outside. Outdoor. I would bring it inside and like you said, I would probably try and maybe last a little bit longer.
Yeah.
That would have been nice. What the fuck was that? I got nothing out of it, to be honest with you.
Oh, neither did I.
I was so bummed out about how quickly the jizz came out.
Uh-huh.
That I was just like, this is, I don't even know if I'm into this.
No, I wasn't into sex for probably the entire duration of that relationship.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, this, what? I have to do this again?
What are you?
So it's just boring.
Oh, well, I could easily just fuck my couch and do the same thing. Yeah. And I don't have to talk to my couch. So yeah, I guess for me, I would just fucking take that shit indoors and fucking, maybe make it past a minute. That might be fun.
Okay. Next segment.
What's the next one?
Bad advice.
Bad advice. This is a segment where I'm going to tell you a problem that I have in my life.
Okay.
And you're going to give me the worst possible advice you can think of.
All right.
Which is, I kind of feel like what you would do anyway.
Not far off.
See, I got a couple of problems. Health wise, not doing so hot. Let's just pinpoint my. I got a weird foot situation happening, and it's. We've talked about my gout on the show before, and it's not that. It's like, I think I have like a circulation problem.
Okay.
I'm getting incredibly inflamed ankle. Situations happening to me,
inflamed ankles.
Full disclosure, it hurt so bad the other night that I was crying. So maybe I want to get out of this alive. I don't want to go to the doctor because it's just going to be a lot of money out of my pocket that they're not going to tell me anything. So I want to fix this inflammation problem that I believe is circulation related. What would you tell me?
Well, you were hurting so bad that you were crying, mm-hmm. and it's an ankle inflammation.
Right.
I would just say, quit being such a faggot.
Right. Yeah, that struck me as something I was doing.
All right, next segment.
What's it called?
Wayne Gretzky's Christmas Dinner.
Okay, this is where we discuss what we think the Great One is having for his supper this Christmas.
Did you just call Wayne Gretzky the Great One?
That's his name, the Great One.
Oh, I didn't know that.
What? What's wrong with you?
I don't watch sports. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Quit pretending like I know anything about sports.
It's Wayne Gretzky. It's Christmas. Man's, yes. The man's hungry.
Yes.
He's the greatest hockey player that ever lived. What's on the table?
Here's my answer. Here's all I know about Wayne Gretzky.
Mm-hmm.
One time I rented a Saturday Night Live video and mm-hmm. he was hosting
mm-hmm.
and he did this sketch called Waikiki Hockey,
yep.
in which he had to sing a song because the singer had eaten some bad poi and couldn't show up. So
you think maybe he's going for some redemption, eating some poi?
No, I was just going to say he probably wouldn't be eating
probably
poi.
Wouldn't be eating poi. No, you're right. Has had some bad experiences with that.
That's the extent of my Wayne Gretzky knowledge. And he's number 99.
Yep. I'm going to say, here's my three answers. Okay, he did his best work with the Oilers, so it's gonna be oil involved. So maybe like fried chicken. Let's say the great one loves fried chicken.
Okay.
He's in pretty good shape, though, so I'm not sure what his diet's like. But I'm going to say Wayne Gretzky loves fried chicken. That's my statement for the day.
Okay.
He then went to the Los Angeles Kings. Maybe he'll have, like,
King Crab.
King Crab. Yes. Los Angeles King Crab for the great one. He loves crab, and he loves his fried chicken on Christmas. And then he recently, his most recent gig, he coached the Phoenix Coyotes. So maybe he has some sort of wild dog. Is there a wild dog you can eat?
Like a chupacabra.
And he eats chupacabra, and he eats king crab, and he also eats fried chicken.
Chupacabra, the wild dog.
On Wayne Gretzky's table.
Right.
And that is called Wayne Gretzky's Christmas dinner.
Absolutely.
Play a song?
Oh, you want to? Yeah, let's go to a song now. This is a scissor fight song. It's called Victory Over Horse Shit. Scissor fight.
Please get back together.
Yeah. Next segment. Are you ready?
Yep.
Or do you have anything to go on before?
No, let's start going. We gotta get to the bottom of this.
Let's fucking do it.
We need a new hook.
Old West prostitute.
All right. We're going to do a little role playing.
Uh-huh.
You're going to be a prostitute in the late 1800s.
Okay.
And I'm going to be an old-timey Old West prospector guy.
Okay.
But I want to proposition you.
All right.
But this has to be done in old-timey lingo.
Okay.
Because if I talk in future now lingo, you're not going to understand me because you're an old-timey prostitute.
I would have no clue.
Okay. So I think the first thing I would say is obviously like, howdy, ma'am. And I'd be like, do you do the old sleeping bag shuffle for a few gold coins?
No, but I do the tumbleweed horse manure.
How many bags with a dollar sign on it is that going to cost me?
Tell you what, asshole. Buy me a goddamn bag of whiskey, and we got a fucking proposition bigger than the Old West itself.
Oh, let me clear up the transaction here, ma'am.
Please continue. Let me clear my throat.
I have a horse and a jug with three X's on it. Maybe we drink the contents of the jug and take my horse back to my stable and we go for a nice roll in the old thunder bustle.
Only if the horse will bite me in the face while we're doing it.
My horse is one of the best biters in Dearborn County.
Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus.
So am I going to get to cum all over you or what?
I don't know what cum is because that wasn't invented until 1992.
Sometimes I get ahead of myself by about 100 years. Let me go back. Am I going to be able to shoot the devil's baby goo on you?
Yes.
That was Old West prostitute.
Next segment. Who's in hell?
Okay. Good. This is where we take celebrities that have died. We'll give it a 1 year leeway.
So everybody within the last year.
Yep. This is where we take people that have died in the last year and we decide who's in hell.
Michael Jackson?
Probably not in hell. Well, why? No, wait, hold on.
He's totally in hell.
What did I say?
No, I meant absolutely.
Did I say not in hell? I meant he runs hell now. He is hell. Patrick Swayze.
Not in hell. As much as I would like to believe that everybody goes to hell, I don't think Patrick Swayze went to hell.
I kind of think Patrick Swayze's hell was his career.
Ooh.
No, that's not true.
I kind of think his hell was looking the way he did right before he died.
He was a mess. He was a fucking big train wreck of a mess. Leslie Nielsen.
Oh, God, he died, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well, I hope he's in hell so when I get there, then I can hang out with him.
Okay. So we're going to say cross your fingers on Leslie Nielsen.
Sure.
God, who else has died?
Urkel.
Urkel's not
Urkel
dead.
Died.
He's dead to me. Wow. It's different. Oh. Probably should have researched this a little harder.
No.
Next
segment.
All right.
Wackiest jizz load.
Okay. This is where Pete and I discuss the weirdest thing that we've ever fantasized about coming while we're jacking up. I'm going to start over. Take that again. This is where Pete and I discuss the weirdest thing that's ever been in our brains while we're jacking off.
See, you told me about this one earlier.
No, this is different than that.
Oh.
This is different. This is different than weirdest thing you've jacked off to.
No. Earlier today, I meant.
Oh, okay.
You sent this to me, and okay. I said, okay, let me think about that.
Mm.
And I couldn't really come up with anything. That was like that. I mean, I think part of the problem is I'm usually watching porn.
Well, okay. Do you
so?
Okay.
And when I'm not, then I'm thinking about the porn I was watching before.
But do you ever build scenarios in your head when there's no mm-hmm. porn?
Yes.
You're like in a pinch.
Sure.
Do you build a scenario like, oh, hey, Gravedigger broke down outside. Do you mind if I sleep in your barn tonight? Kind of thing. Like,
I guess they aren't that elaborate though. I just start going like, that girl would be hot if she had bigger boobs. So then I'll start like switching out body parts between. But other than that, like.
But have you ever like been I don't know, let's just say camping or somewhere where you're like, I gotta get this has to come out now.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like, okay, what's gonna get me there the quickest? And it was just like, okay, my mom's friend Janet,
RoboCop with a vagina.
Yes, that's what
giving a blowjob to Stevie Wonder.
Yep.
Underneath a Christmas tree made of sardines.
Yeah, is that something that you came to?
Yeah, we'll just say
it.
Yes.
I just came to it right now, so that's gonna be mine too.
Okay. All right.
Next segment.
The thing you hate most about being naked.
I'm going to let you take this one.
Well, pubes. I don't like looking at my pubes.
Body hair is fucking disgusting.
Yeah, yeah. It always reminds me of like needing to trim. You know, you got to,
right.
You know, as a guy every 6 months or so, you got to trim them up.
Nobody ever sees somebody and goes, they need more hair.
They need more hair on their balls.
And, or anywhere.
A little bit going up the shaft there. That needs to happen a little bit more. No one wants to look at my pubes.
I do.
No, you don't.
Okay,
I
don't.
You say that now.
But this is what I'm obviously going to go with the how fat I am thing. But the reason that I think it's fucking weird is because I don't understand.
Is it your moles?
Well, my moles are one. That's a whole other fucking set of beans. Can of beans.
You just take off your shirt and you go, wow, it's like a soft shell taco.
I have a lot of moles. I'm not saying that it's a good thing. But that's like fourth on the list of me being naked. My body is shaped such that I have, I look like the letter B. If you cut my legs off,
like from a side standing
from the side.
Point of view,
like I'll elaborate further.
Like a gut and some boobies.
I have really thin legs, which is upsetting because
so you're like a potato on toothpicks,
like on stilts, kind of. Yeah, I have really thin, long, white, moly legs. Then I have a big, kind of fat stomach. But I also
I don't think your stomach is that fat.
Well, no, but that's what I'm getting at is my arms and my shoulders are not in any way toned.
Sure.
So in reference to my non-fucking exercised upper body, my stomach looks even bigger. So I look this big. I look like a fucking Dr. Seuss character. Is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
It's like I try like
Cat in the Hat.
Yeah. Like the Grinch. Like, I look like a fucking maniac.
Yeah, you so like draw them all sort of with that same body shape.
When I'm home alone, I'm never naked, ever. Because I just can't, like, I have a lot of mirrors in my house. I can't walk by, like, ugh, I just can't deal with it. It's just too, I look like a fucking, I'll mistake myself for a monster.
I just don't, when I'm home alone, I don't get naked because I feel like the Lord is watching me.
You're living in sin.
Oh. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's what you're doing.
Oh, all right. Next segment. Human petting zoo.
Okay. This is where we're creating our home. What are we doing? We're creating a petting zoo, but it's people. But the people have to resemble animals. So, for example, like I said earlier, like your walrus would be Wilford Brimley.
Sure.
And your horse would be fucking Gary Busey. So I'm gonna give you an animal at the petting zoo,
okay.
The human petting zoo, and you tell me who you would pick to play the animal.
All right.
Gopher.
Who's that famous comedian from here?
Yakov Smirnoff?
No, from here, from Minnesota.
Oh, Nick Swardson?
No, older.
Louis Anderson?
Louis Anderson.
Louis Anderson's the gopher.
Yeah.
Good.
He reminds me of a gopher.
He does. He's got a really fucking high-pitched voice and shitty teeth.
All right, I'll give you one.
Go for it.
Seal.
Seal.
Oh, there you go. That was a good answer.
Thank you. I'll give you one now. Let's see. This will be easy. Maybe like a goat?
Goat?
At the petting zoo, a goat?
John Lennon.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Let's see.
All right, one more. Okay. A bass.
Sea bass?
Like a sure, bass? Yeah, sea bass.
Well, sea bass have big, stupid mouths, so I would go with, let's say...
And big eyes.
How about Beetlejuice from Howard Stern Show?
I don't know what he looks like.
Hopefully everybody else does. We'll go with
We'll go with Beetlejuice.
From the Howard Stern Show. Look it up. Google it, people.
All right. Almost Food is our next segment. this is one I picked, and it's something I find funny. It spawned of a conversation we were having where we were discussing song lyrics that we were going to write for a Dire Retard song, where I said something about a barrel of elbow skin, and it just entertains me to imagine eating something that's almost food,
right?
But it's not quite food, like elbow skin.
Like you could eat it and it's not going to kill you.
You could eat it, but like it occupies a part of your brain where you go,
that's not food.
I could see that being food, but it's not like, that's definitely not food. Like elbow skin, yeah, that's kind of like in the gray area.
If it was seasoned and put on a plate at like a party
right.
full of rich art
it
fags,
it could pass.
It could be food.
Sure.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Right, yours was pig zits.
Yeah. I don't know that I'd eat pig zits, though, so... Somebody might. Say,
yeah, I mean, if you go to another country where they don't have pigs or whatever, give them their zits.
They go, hey, what are these fucking... Are these dots? Are these fucking...
dots. Because they don't have pigs, but they know what dots are.
Are these junior mints?
Right.
No, they're pig zits. China,
right.
Eat them.
Or like wolf gums.
Okay, that's
you just,
that's great.
Fry them up and
great, yeah,
sure,
good, yeah. Was, you know,
dip chips into them.
I don't. There's no way I can top that. So,
okay,
that's almost food.
That's almost food.
You could send in your own suggestions for things that. That's almost food.
TwinCitiesTank@gmail.com. Let's go to another song. This is Got a Boogie by Weird Al Yankovic. Don't go anywhere. Twin Cities Tank will be back in 37 seconds. For show notes and past episodes, go to TwinCitiesTank.com or our network's website at
PensyPenceGangsters.com.
If you're a local band or you're coming to the Twin Cities, send a professionally recorded MP3 to TwinCitiesTank@gmail.com and we'll play it on the show. Help us out by telling your friends about our show, going to iTunes, rating, subscribing, leaving comments. TwinCitiesTank@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed that, because that's all you're getting.
In animals,
yes. We have two more segments to go. Are you ready to whip them out?
Completely ready.
Okay.
We got to find this.
Okay. Next segment: alternate names for America.
And this would be You know, obviously America was named after Amerigo Vespucci. He was the first guy that mapped out the coastline of America.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like we could have done better. So this would be...
I would say North Mexico.
South Canada is also on the same line.
Sure. You know, East Hawaii.
I don't know that Hawaii was around.
It was, yeah.
As Canada probably wasn't either. Maybe they could have done like, you know, Mount something. Mount Hellhammer. Mount Hellhammer would be a good name for America.
Yeah. Mount North Mexico.
Like if you said, God bless Mount Hellhammer. Every time that you signed off the air.
Sure. Or Volcano something.
Volcano Town.
Volcano Town. Volcano Country.
You would have like soldiers going to war for Volcano Town.
Mm-hmm.
Like what else?
Mordor.
Yeah. You could have it be called like something with water, like non-ocean land. Opposite of Watertown. These are things.
Non-ocean land?
Yes. Non,
yes, I gotcha.
Non-England? Wait,
not space? Not outer space?
Totally on Earth.
Not
still.
Mars? Yeah, all kinds of things.
Yeah, I just think they could have done better.
You could have defined it by what it wasn't rather than what it is.
Thank you. I feel like that cuts real deep at our...
It does.
In our current economic time.
It gets right down to the bone, Brent.
Could have been called, fucking, hopefully my parents give me their TV town.
Yep. Call back. Okay, last segment.
Last segment.
Are you ready?
Yep.
This is Ray Romano's grocery shopping list.
Okay.
This is where we just say food.
I'm going to give you a scenario that Ray Romano has to shop for.
Okay.
And you are going to read off his shopping
list. All right.
Okay, that's good.
That was not good.
There it is.
All right.
Okay.
Deborah.
Ray.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have some people over tonight. Not really friends of mine.
Justin Bieber's on TV.
These are potential investors in a exercise facility that I'm opening. So I'm going to be trying to become a partner in this fitness club. So I want to buy... I want to cook a healthy meal for them so that they know that I'm serious about it.
Healthy?
So,
Ray Romano.
Ray, you're going to need to go to the store for me. And I'm going to need you to pick up some stuff. I don't have time to tell you what it is. Can you maybe give me a rundown of what's going through your mind right now?
We probably need some salad and some lettuce. We need some dressing. Probably blue cheese or like corn cob dressing. tomatoes.
Hey, Ray, there's this little noise you do before you say anything.
What?
It's like a kind of a decompressing kind of thing. Yeah. Do you know that you do that?
What?
Never mind. Okay, so we got some health nuts coming over.
So we're grabbing corn cob
dressing.
You gotta get health nuts, too. You gotta get them all. You gotta feed health nuts.
You're still driving me health nuts.
Ray...
Let me ask you a question. What are you going to serve for dessert? I mean, how do you make healthy desserts in this town?
You just give them more salad, only you put ice cream on it this time. It's healthy ice cream. It's asparagus ice cream.
What?
Groceries!
Let's move on from the shopping. Ray, do you have any movie projects coming up?
No, I was in Funny People once.
Yeah, you were. You got kind of shit on in that movie.
Yeah.
Ray, how old are you?
I don't know. Like 50-something.
Here's what I think is happening with that noise that I was talking about. I feel like when I ask you a question and you tell the truth, you don't do the noise.
Oh.
But when you're lying, you do the noise. Ray, are you attracted to young boys?
I don't know.
Ray, how long have you been married?
100 years. Deborah, I don't know.
Okay, Ray, I'm going to ask you one more question.
I mean,
Huh?
Yeah, what is it?
Ray,
I can barely talk like this anymore.
Ray, I'm going to need a lot of money from you. Ray, how much money do you have?
You know, everybody loves Raymond. They're pretty good. So I probably got about $100 million.
Okay, Ray, I'm going to have to ask you for about 45 of those dollars.
$45? What do you need it for?
I got to take a cab.
It's hard to talk like this for a long period
it's
of time.
It's weird that you've lasted this long talking like that.
Well, you know, Ray Romano has... I don't know how he talks like this all the time. Me being Ray Romano,
Ray,
how I
Ray,
talk like this all
you,
the time.
Do you bag your own feces? And that was Ray Romano's shopping list. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Ray, that was fun.
It was. Thanks.
It was nice of him to stop in like that.
Oh, God. I wish he was still here.
He just
disappeared into thin air.
He was bothering me.
Yeah. Who wants to hang around with that guy?
Okay.
Remember to send us an email about signing up for the shirt contest, or just send us an email and purchase a shirt.
And let
support
us know,
the show.
Let us know which one of these segments struck a chord with you.
Yes,
because one or more of these will be coming back.
Yes,
probably the things about Pete talking to black people.
Sure. Yep. We should get a black person on so I can talk to him.
What?
What?
You're dead to me, Mexico.